For the past 10 years, some of my students have been creating Rotary speeches. The process culminates with presenting them live before an audience of Rotary members who score them using a rubric with a 100-point scale. They get graded on eye contact, the length of their speech, enunciation, and originality. I had a bit of an edge when we started, I guess. I had been personally involved with Rotary since the late 1980s. I had been covering their projects and activities since the late 1970s. I knew the history, the meaning behind the four-way test, and the fellowship and support traditionally provided by the local club for all things good for Aurora. I had helped plan and host over 20 Rotary chili suppers through the years. Aurora Rotary members were among my best friends. I get so used to talking about the world, the United States, Missouri, the Ozarks, and Aurora through my eyes and my perspective that I sometimes take for granted the lessons right in front of me where students trust me enough to share their thoughts and ideas through their lens. That lens, no matter how challenging at times, is truly important. My goals in most of the classes I teach at the high school or college levels are always multifold. I like the content, the tools, and the resources. But I always strive for relevance and application. I want students to find their voices, cultivate some solid resources, find local connections, convey their opinions, and know how to become a catalyst for change. I want them to know how to contact local and state officials. I want them to know the names and faces of the leaders who shape their school and community. I want them to know how to write a letter to the editor or launch their support for improved legislation. The Rotary Speech Project has always been an easy fit once we decided to do it. It now fits easily into the framework for the dual credit leadership classes and also supports our district's goals for continued community partnerships. This year, Castle Speaker talked about organic gardening and healthy lifestyles. He cracked a couple of jokes and had them literally leaning forward to listen. Jasmine Buchholz talked about insignificant experiences, PTSD, and trauma. Ashlyn Teague spoke about honoring those who are lost, while Tabitha Spencer spoke about stereotypes in her rendition of How May I Serve You? Ethan Wolfe spoke on breaking barriers in men's mental health, while our own Valentino Rossi, an exchange student from Italy, spoke about his firsthand knowledge of socialized medicine and the right to health care. McKenna Bradley wrote a wonderful speech about mental health and how students need authentic and consistent resources to cope and make things better. Our future is in good hands when we have kids brave enough to tackle the tough topics. I did some research of my own this year when we launched the project. The average age of Vietnam soldiers from America was 19 to 22. The youngest soldier was 15. Those Holocaust resistant students known as the White Rose ranged in age from 21 to 24. The famous students known as the Little Rock Nine, who showed the world the importance of civil rights in Little Rock in 1957, were 15 to 17 years of age when the 101st Airborne escorted them to school. Joan of Arc, why, she was only 17 when she literally led a rebellion. The youngest soldier in the Civil War was 11. Soldiers in World War II ranged in age from 17 to 45. I had 7 students write speeches. I had 37 students write letters. The letters are fun to read. Some of them talk about potholes, while others talk about preserving nature and protecting families. 6 of them delivered them to the audience last week at the regular meeting of the Aurora Rotary Club. I've had at least 10 Rotarians reach out to me this week and thank me for bringing them. Several of those indicated this year's speeches were the best ever. I love that. I think it was Franklin Delano Roosevelt who said, "We cannot always build the future for our youth, but we can build our youth for the future." They did pass muster on that historic four-way test. Is it the truth? Is it fair to all concerned? Does it build goodwill and better friendships? Is it beneficial to all concerned? I, for one, can tell you, our future is in good hands. And that's the truth.